Нет, Женя, просто скажи, о чем этот подкаст? Это мы не будем ставить. Мне просто хочется, чтобы ты мне рассказал.
Я не знаю, о чем этот подкаст, я уже не помню.
Ладно, давай по порядку. Как он называется?
Называется «Как жить». Возможно, когда-нибудь я изменю это название, потому что я не знала, что у меня
отлично, это не важно. Зачем ты делаешь подкаст?
Потому что мне хочется поговорить с людьми и посмотреть, как они друг к другу относятся, несмотря на то, что они разные. Все сказала.
Доброе утро, день, вечер или даже ночь. Представляете, сегодня второй выпуск подкаста «Как жить». Сегодня вместе с вами будем искать ответы. Но сейчас мне в этом поможет Илья, а все потому, что подкаст будет не на русском. Мой английский вышел из чата, поэтому передаю вас в руки Ильи и Лоренцо. Лоренцо живет в Италии и работает на скотобойне. Не забудьте послушать первую часть истории, где его девушка Женя, которая не ест мясо вот уже 12 лет, рассказывает, как же она с ним живет. Несите печеньки или сельдерей и приятного прослушивания, мои хорошие!
Basically, this podcast is about how very different people with different worldviews get along. And so this first episode is about a very specific topic, about meat, vegetarianism versus regular eating and stuff like that. This is our today's topic, but can you please tell on recording a bit about yourself?
I'm Lorenzo.
Yeah.
I'm 24 years old. I start as a contract. I start now in September in this butchery. I knew what I was facing. Not that it's like you enter in the butchery, you order one stick, and I'm the guy that cut for you the stick. No, it's what's before that. Of course, it's a little bit rude to say it, but like, I'm the one that kills the cow or the pig or whatever. It's a little bit rude, but like, you like meat? It's always the question that I ask to everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
of course, I like meat.
Not only here, even in Italy, because I come from Italy. It's full of people that say, no, but how can you do that, poor animal? Yes, I also sometimes think poor animal beside the job. Like, this is my job. I, let's say, need to, because if I will not, who will? Because you think like that. Other 100 people think like that. Other 1,000 people think like that. It's one of those kind of job that is losing by the time, like, I don't know how the older people in my job that they are teaching me, they were telling me, like, 50 years ago was different, 100 years ago was different. Guys were interested on this job, they wanted to do this job, not only because it was necessary, but because they were interested, they wanted to do it. And now it started to be kind of a little bit awkward.
Why?
I can understand the point of sensibility. You feel, or more than you feel, you think that, okay, poor animal is dying, jerky. Fair enough. Not that I'm not thinking about it when I'm doing it. But still, the point is, I'm the first one that likes meat. I like a good steak on the dish when I eat. I go to the restaurant, I like more than order. Okay, tonight we made sushi cake. I'm happy about it. But I would prefer a really good steak. A really good T-bone on the dish beside sushi. I would prefer it.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that even at jobs, even Jenny knows it, sometimes I arrive at home and say, even to her, she's vegetarian, I'm saying, look, today I got a really good steak from the cow that we got it, we butchered it, killed it, we prepare it, we send it in the cell until it gets ready to the point that we know is the best point for this meat. It's not only about okay, I kill it and then it's ready. It's also about the point, as I was telling you, about the sauce.
So you have to prepare the animal for...
Yeah, you prepare it. Not that just, okay, he arrives, you kill it, and basically you think it's finished. No, it's also how you stock it. The meat is very sensible to the change of temperature. I can taste the difference between the meat that a butcher during the winter when we work, because basically we work at 10 degrees because we are close and we are lucky that we work at 10 degrees, and after those 10 degrees of chain it goes at 0 degrees in the cell. Then in the summer there are no 10 degrees because it's still those old style butchery, still all following the rules that the law gave us, but we can afford what we can afford. Like, there is no air condition when we work. So the difference between the summer and the winter, for example, just about the degrees, it changes even the taste of the meat. In the moment that you send to the cell, yes, it's still for, 3 weeks, 1 month in the cell at 0 degrees. It changes the taste because it gets more dry, the meat and whatever. But the moment that the cow arrives, when there are 10 degrees outside or 30 degrees outside, it changes. As it changes, if, for example, it arrives when the cow just eats, or it didn't eat for like a few days, it's totally different. As is different what you gave for her to eat during all the life.
So what's the whole process about? Personally, I don't know anything about butchery, so I have just this vague concept of how butchers in a slaughterhouse work. Could you please describe in a couple of words how that process looks like, starting from the start of your day and until the end of your workday?
Okay, basically, I will describe the normal day when we butcher them. Mm-hmm. Not, I will make a full day, for example, from when we butcher them till when we send out the sticks. Between these, there are still between 2 or 3 weeks when the cow stays inside the cell to get dry from the blood. Because more it stays inside the cell, more dry it gets from the blood, better it is the meat after. We arrive, we change, we get ready for butchering. It goes in this box where the cow is basically blocked from the movement. Yes, still a little bit of space, but it's blocked. How he dies, strange to say, but it's the most human way that I can imagine. One shot kill, one shot, nothing else.
Do you use some kind of a specific device?
It's a gun. Try to imagine it's a gun, like, I don't know, a revolver or... But it just... you put the bullet in, but it's like it doesn't shot the bullet. It just, in the moment that you press on the grip of the gun, just come out a needle and it passes through the brain of the cow. It's a brain death. After that, she will not feel anything anymore.
So it's a matter of seconds, actually.
Not even seconds, I would say less than a second, because it's literally the moment that you shot, like you see in the movie. How can gato, like, how fast can be a bullet?
She's our listener.
She doesn't really like it, you know?
Yeah. She's missing for Jenny, I think. But yeah, anyway, so...
Like, all of us can be a ballot.
Yeah, so it's a matter of milliseconds, I know.
Yes. It just... I tried to watch it, because, like, we're there, and I had the gun in my hand, I shoot, and I tried to watch this needle come out and back in. Because it just do this, out and in. Of 15 centimeters, you didn't even see it. You can't see it. Then, out of it, there is all the process. Out the head, all the blood, of course, all the inside part, because what you keep are just bones and meat. Whatever inside, stomach, intestine, heart, livers, whatever, you take out everything and you keep it, like, you keep just the meat and the bones. That's all. You send this to the through the cell. You keep it for between 2 weeks, the front part, so shoulder and chest, and 1 more week or even 2 more weeks, the behind part, so the back and the legs.
What do you feel when you work with these animals?
Actually, but I believe this is a point of how you approach it, what is in, not even what is in your mind. Like, I come from a small village. For us, work is work. It doesn't matter how hard it can be, because I pass through a lot of different kind of jobs. Doesn't matter how hard it can be, work is work. You need to do this, you do it.
So you have this particular attitude towards work.
Yeah. That in this case, it's more useful for me. Like, I can explain better with, I believe, with the example of my tutor that is explaining me and showing me and teaching me this job. It's Matteo. He's 2 years older than me. He's the son of the boss, let's say, and I remember I already worked in this butchery before a few years ago, and I remember how few years before he couldn't butcher horses. He couldn't, not because he didn't like or whatever. They had always in this family, in his family, they always had this passion about horses. And they had horses, every one of them, he, his mother, his father, has one horse each. So for them was, for him, was pretty difficult to shot and butcher a horse. Because it was like, okay, I'm butchering my own horse. I'm butchering, I don't know, for he doesn't have any other pet. For him, it was like, I'm butchering my dog.
Yes.
If I can make an example, okay, I'm pretty rude example, I know, but it's like that. Now is not anymore like that. It's what I call work. Work is work.
So basically, the longer you work with the animals and butchering them, the more it becomes more of a work and less feelings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get it with more work and less feeling. Even for me, it was at one point really difficult to shoot one bull at one point last year. It was more or less 1 year ago.
Do you remember your first time when you've butchered some animal?
More than the first time, I remember the first bad time, because I missed, because it can happen. It's like when you shot, it's one spot. If you miss the spot, it's not immediately dead. And it's really bad, not only because of the point of the animal feels pain, that is the first fault, but also because in that case I missed, I opened this cage, and of course the animal was still alive. And you can imagine a bull of 1,000 pounds going around a battery running around the battery, it was not really nice. You know, it was not okay for him, it was really bad because he was feeling pain, but for us that we are like 60 kilos against 1,000 kilos, it's a little bit unfair on that point, I should say, you know. At that point, that was the one time that the only time that I got pretty scared, because I missed and was my mistake.
How did you manage that situation?
We shoot it once again. Like, there are some small tricks, I would say like that, that the jobs teach you. The experience, more than the job, teach you. If you miss this spot, there are some other little places that you can get. But like if it's one person. If I don't get you in the forehead, I can get you behind the head. If one really strong hit arrive behind your neck, you don't wake up. The same for the bull. If I shoot behind the horns, to be more, let's say, specific, he goes down for enough time to shoot in the specific place. Because for low, we need to shoot in that specific place. By low, the bull is dead in the moment that we shoot in that specific place.
Yeah,
and so it doesn't react anymore.
So you've already mentioned that in your slaughterhouse you butcher bulls. And what are the other kinds of animals that come into your work?
Okay, in this specific case, I don't know the law out of Italy in this case,
mm-hmm.
but like in our butchery, we have the permission, we have the certificate to butcher pigs, porks, basically, cows, bulls, whatever, buffaloes, for example, they are still in that range, and horses. Horses, donkey, they are still in that range. Every kind of animals has a different way to get struck down.
What's the difference between striking down a cow or, let's say, a horse?
Basically, is where is the point of striking down? Where is the point where you shoot it? Like, for example, the cow, you get across between the high and the opposite horn. You get this cross. Where they cross, that is the point. You have a circle of 1 centimeter diameter, that is the cross. For the horse is kind of the same, just you need to aim 1 centimeter upper from this cross. From the pig is from the ear to the eye, because of course they don't have horn, so it changes. I studied, because of course our job for how practically still is, we still need to study also what we don't butcher. Like, we don't butcher chickens, but I still know that the most of the butchery of chickens, they kill those through electricity. So they just put upside down with the head down, electricity, it passes through the brain, they're dead.
Yeah, and how many animals per day, let's say, some middle point do you...
More than per day, because we are still a small company of 10 people. Let's say for a week, we are around 15. For 15, I mean people that has own factory. So they said, okay, this week you butcher my bull, because for the next 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks, 2 months actually, I want the meat in my freezer. And the people that say, okay, my cow is still standing, still working, but probably tomorrow will have some problem, will not stand anymore. I don't want to make it suffer. Please come, pick it up and get it over. Strike it down. It's the only solution also, because we can imagine that I really wish that every bull, every cow that we send to butcher are the happiest cow in the world. But if you think that for one hamburger they sell it for €1 and it's 100 grams of meat, it doesn't really worth the price of a cow fully. If you think how much it weighs one cow fully, even the thinner one, it's totally out of price. And that's why, because they don't pay almost anything, because they use the cow that the meat still good for McDonald's. The quality that you can have is that one, but like is the last condition that you can get it. And I saw also those stuff.
There are a lot of people nowadays that eat meat, and at the same time they say that they love animals, right?
Okay.
But in fact, this opinion states that they can eat meat only because they don't see the death of the animal.
Of course, if you see all the procedure, or how we cut, how we take out everything and how we prepare it, maybe you will not like it, but still, that is the job.
You're Lorenzo, you are in this very interesting situation when your girlfriend Jenny, she's, as I understand, is a vegetarian, right?
Yeah, let's say like that.
Well, it's not like that. She doesn't eat meat, but
she doesn't eat meat.
But she eats like fish and dairy products.
She doesn't eat meat. It's easier to say that she's vegetarian, but she doesn't eat meat because she doesn't like the taste. For her, it tastes like that.
But what do you think about her choice?
It's her choice. You just don't like the taste. That's from my girlfriend.
Can you imagine yourself a situation where you don't eat meat?
Actually, no. No, because I like the taste. And I really like the taste. Like, take for yourself which is your favorite dish. Take it. Imagine. Taste it. And then say from a moment to another, no, I don't want to eat it anymore. It disgusts me. I really hate it. It makes me puke. Try to do it by yourself. Is or is not easy? Like, it's the same way that I can explain when people ask me, wow, but you are a butcher, you don't feel sorry or whatever. Yes, on my side I feel sorry. Poor cows, poor pigs, poor whatever animal I got between my hands. But on the other one, the first thing that I ask to people that tells me that is, do you eat meat? Do you like it? If the answer is yes, why should I not do my job?
Did you have any, maybe not really conflicts, but...
Regrets.
Arguments with Jenny, since she's a vegetarian, simply to say, and you have these different attitudes towards what to consume as products. Did you have any conflicts about considering that?
I need to say that I'm pretty lucky, because with her, I never had any conflict. Like, I want to eat meat, I take home the meat, I cook it, I eat it. Even if she's in front of me, she doesn't have a problem. Okay, maybe I can understand if the smell does. She doesn't like the smell. I can understand. That I can totally understand. Like, she doesn't like, fair enough. But like, not that she's telling me, no, you will not eat the meat when I'm here because I don't like the smell. No, I'm lucky that I also find a, let's say, one open-minded person that is not that much strict. I also know person that are really strict about it, and I also fight it about it, because like, as you are free to choose to do not eat anything, I'm pretty free to choose to eat meat. But I think it's also one kind of thought that you can apply to everything in the life, everything in general. You like one thing, you can have it, even if I'm against it. Okay, we are not speaking about extremism, yeah. Of course, but like on the normal things that you can discuss about.
So basically, you and Jenny, you respect each other's choice, as I understand.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have no problems with her not eating meat. She doesn't have problem with me eating it. With also after the point that I'm doing that as a job, because like, there was not this problem about who is eating what, even before that I was doing this job. When we were in animation together, I was still eating meat. Of course, now it becomes a little bit... I can understand that it became a little bit different since I do it as a job.
So it's actually very interesting to me as a topic, because, well... My Jenny, she's also doesn't eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I just love meat, you know. I love this very bloody, juicy steak and so on. And then again, there are these times when I'm cooking for both of us. And of course, I have to... you know, consider that Jenny doesn't eat meat and I have to make something vegetarian or with fish or something like that. So the whole cooking process, is it really a pain in the ass in your case,
mm-hmm.
or you somehow have imagined to, you know, achieve a balance when you make a dinner or, I don't know, a breakfast for you both? So how was that in your case? That's
this one, I believe, it came from... okay, since we are from different countries,
yeah,
where we have different kind of kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, deals, meals, and everything. It doesn't even bores me or bores her. In the moment that I came back from work, I said, okay, I know that this is a really good steak,
yeah.
I want to eat it. It doesn't bore her. Like, okay, tonight me, Lorenzo, I will cook it. I will cook the meal for us. So I know that if I will cook a steak for me, I will have to cook something for her, because it's like, fair enough, I cannot think only about myself. This is, I believe this is a point not about what we are eating, but what we are doing together. Beside the point that you are vegetarian and I'm not, beside the point that I like meat, you are not, we are living together. Like, it's a bigger discussion. Now, give me a minute. Ciao, bye-bye conversation from
it's
the
okay.
phone. I really need to think about it, because it's more difficult to explain it.
You know, we can go out and smoke.
It would be pretty good, actually. Back on that question.
Yes.
In the moment that, well, yeah, we need to cook.
Yeah.
We have two different tastes. Let's say it like that. I cook meat. She doesn't eat it. What I do? I cook something for her. It's something like normal in our relation to think about each other. Like, even she, when she cooks, she thinks about me and she says, "Che Lorenzo, do you want meat?" If I want, of course, she will not be probably the one that cooks it, but still, she will be the one that will ask about it if I want it. Okay, maybe she will tell you, okay, you want it, you cook it by yourself.
Did you have any conflicts with Jenny, considering your different views on eating meat or not eating meat?
About, okay, I have less fighting, let's say, mm-hmm. about my job.
Yeah.
In this case, more than eating or not eating, about my job. Less problem with her than with my brother. He is the one that doesn't like that the cow lives in between other 1,000 cows and then got butchered and you eat this meat. He likes the cow, he will probably eat the cow that she lived happy all her life in the middle of a field, free to go around wherever she wants. But still, the moment that he gets to the butchery, it's like any other cow.
Imagine a situation when you and Jenny have kids. Do you think your future children need to eat meat, or you are going to make it their choice?
Until they're kids, let's say, as for everything else, parents has the choice, let's say. I will still, of course, pushing for them to eat meats, because, like, let's watch it in a chemical way. It's how you get protein. It's how you get protein. You get it from fish, you get it from, I don't know, beans, but it's always different kind of meats. Then, they don't want to eat meat anymore, as Jenny, that is already years and years and years that she doesn't eat meat. She's pretty fine without. I'm not the one that say, okay, if you don't eat it, you will not live in this house. No, you are pretty free to choose your own life.
My Jenny will record your Jenny separately.
Yeah.
And so that means that your Jenny won't listen to your answers to these kind of questions. Would you want to hear her answers?
I would like to hear them just because I'm interested. Like, to the point of view of not of my Jenny, of anybody else. Because it's like I said before, I'm open mind. I'm really happy to hear, not that it will might change my mind, but I'm happy to hear about the point of view of someone else. As for this topic, as for any else topic, I would like to hear it, but like, not that I will go there and push her to, okay, now give me the record of the interview because I want to know it before that they post somewhere. No. You are free to say whatever you want. You are free to say whatever you feel.
Do you think she respects your choice?
Yeah.
Do you think your opinion can change through the course of time?
Actually, might be. Yes, might be not. We know what was the past. We know how is the present. What we know about the future. Now I can say I like meat. Now I can say I like potato, now I can say I like sweet. In 3 days, I cannot like them anymore. It's a stupid example. Did you ever got really drunk from one kind of alcohol?
Of course.
Then after you couldn't drink it anymore?
Yes.
That is the answer. In that moment, when you were drinking it, would you ever say, no, I will not drink it anymore in my life.
Of course, everyone had situation like that.
You can, if you watch to the base of it, you can come back of it on this point of view on every topic. You got drunk with vodka in a way that you were puking all around the
Riga,
and then you couldn't drink it anymore. Now if you smell vodka, how is? You cannot even smell it, that you already feel that you have to puke it. It's the same. How can I know that tomorrow I will not like meat anymore? For Jenny, as I got, it was like that. From a moment to another, she just didn't like meat anymore. Like, there is the picture of her falling asleep, one piece of salami in her mouth. Come on. And now now she's not against meat, just she doesn't like. And you have a picture of her with sleeping with one piece of salami when she was a kid. Now tell me that the mind of a human being cannot change. We are made for that.
Thank you for this wonderful conversation. I especially like and would like to know the last line, that we are made for that, for changing. So it's very positive. So thank you for this interview.
I enjoy this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I really like to make those kind of conversation, to chat, and in general to open my mind. My mind is already open to share my thoughts without the point of being, how can I say, judged.
Yeah.
Because like, this is the worst point about everything. Okay, in this case there is a specific topic, but whatever you are speaking about, there are always those kind of people that are close mind.
Oh yeah, you don't have to say sorry, but I completely understand you. You know, this, there is this great saying in English language, haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate this conversation. I don't.
Подкасту конец. Кто прослушал, молодец. Подписывайтесь, оставляйте свои комментарии. С радостью с вами пообщаюсь. Жду ваши лайки. Делитесь, если понравилась история. Пока.
Ну что, поговорила?
Ты поговорил. Я.